CPA After Dark.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to CPA After Dark. I am your host, Marit Bermude, CPA, and I am here with my beautiful co-host, Kristen Graham, entrepreneur, investor, awesome boss lady.
Hi, guys. I love the intro.
Yeah, thank you. And today we're going to be talking about trusting your professional team. Now, this is a really good topic to talk about because sometimes I think business owners put a little too much trust in their professional team. Maybe they don't oversee anything of what's going on, and that can get you into trouble, or they're just working with someone who might not have the best intentions. So what are your thoughts on that, Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, you guys know what I do, especially like the OnlyFans side of it. There are a lot of girls that I know that don't even file their taxes because they don't want to tell their CPA that they're on OnlyFans. And it's like, come on. Like, it is legal. It's not that it's illegal to do. It's totally legal. It's just a matter of you being upfront with your professional team, your accountant, your attorney, your financial advisor, the different people that you're working with. If you're upfront with them, and if you can't be upfront with them, you're with the wrong person. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. And also, numbers talk.
Yeah,
the money talks, the taxes talks. We can figure it out pretty quickly because there's forms that are filed with the federal government that we need to see to make sure you're reporting on your tax return. We see who the payers are. We see who the companies are. I mean, so you're right. I mean, whoever you're going to choose to do your taxes is probably going to find out. Yeah. And, you know, if you're not comfortable with that, then you should never choose the option of just not having them done. Because like I said, there are forms that the IRS is going to get that they're going to know. They're going to be like, hey, you got to file, then you're going to get penalties and interest and all this nonsense. So I know people, I mean, obviously I'm a CPA, but my family needs to have their taxes done. I have quite a few family members that don't want me involved because they don't want me to know their personal business. You know, they don't want me to know their finances, and I'm totally cool with that. That's fine with me. I have other family members who don't care. So if you don't want someone to know your personal business, then, you know, you have the option to look around and find a tax preparer and other members of, you know, accountants or whoever, lawyers of your team that you feel comfortable with. But just putting your head in the sand isn't a good option. You're right. That's not very smart.
And let's face it, guys, like if you're thinking about like your CPA, right? This is like probably like the best one. If you're not honest with your CPA, could you imagine trying like me trying to write off like a 24-inch double-sided dildo on my taxes? And not telling my CPA, there's no way. Seriously, there's no way.
Yeah,
you could. You would miss
especially
out,
especially if it was over $2,500. Because once we pass that de minimis expense thing, then we need to know what it's for so that we know how to properly capitalize it.
Right,
it's true.
Right. Well, do actually specify what everything is in the notes while I'm keeping my book. So. For me, even if it's under $2,500, you're going to know. My girl's going to know because my girl is my CPA. But in all seriousness, if you don't trust your CPA and it comes time for taxes and to do your books and all, you know, take your expenses, you are going to miss out on write-offs because you're not going to be able to be honest if they don't know what you do, where this income is coming from. So you have this 1099, and I will tell you, it does not say OnlyFans on your 1099. So if you don't physically say, this is OnlyFans, this is what I do on OnlyFans, they're not going to know what you can write off. They're going to think you're crazy for trying to write off a giant dildo.
Right. They might tell you no.
Right.
Or you might be writing off things that you're not supposed to, and they can't tell you that either. You could get in trouble the opposite way as well.
Absolutely.
But on the other side, I see how hard it is probably to find someone you trust. Like, it's easier said than done because I have heard stories not in my immediate circle, but I have heard stories of other professionals where they would actually harass the clientele, particularly female OnlyFans creators. You know, there have been stories about them being harassed by their CPA, for example. Mm-hmm. And that's also, I mean, I could see why that would cause severe PTSD and trauma. Yeah. Or you just get a tax professional, a CPA who's just checked out, which there's plenty of those as well, who are just too checked out to help you at all, regardless of what you do. So it's all, as always, you know, you want to like try some people out or interview some people. And you know what? Even if you interview a CPA and you tell them right off the bat what you do, that's probably better, because then you can gauge their reaction and kind of see if the energy, like if the vibe is there right from the jump.
Yeah. And you know? I mean, we've talked about it before on like how we've met. Chris and I interviewed the crap out of you. Like, you had to check all the boxes.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me about OnlyFans. I didn't know, but I'm just cool.
No, but it was like, you were cool. So it was like, we could drop that bomb and we knew it wasn't going to affect like our relationship. No. It was going to be just fine. So,
yeah.
So it worked out. But you should grill the people that you work with. You don't just take a recommendation and say like, okay, well, you know, Kristen said that Marit's a great CPA. I'm going to work with her too. If you guys don't jive or you don't feel like you can trust this person, then go find somebody else. Find somebody that works for you, because your situation and your business and your personal income is going to be different than, you know, your friend or your neighbor or your sister or whatever. So you have to find somebody that jives with you.
Yeah, and that's why we do discovery calls. Mm-hmm. I mean, I, on my end, I'm not going to work with everybody either. I'm the same way. I want to grill you as much as you want to grill me. You know, like I feel like in this industry, when we're really actively working together all throughout the year, I want to know who I'm working with and have a good relationship with them. It's like a relationship-based thing. But you can, and as a small business owner, that's the kind of people you want in your corner, not someone that you see once a year, hand them your paperwork, and then you don't see again. So you do need to have that relationship. And that's why we do discovery calls. I have a 20-minute discovery call process with potential clients. I want to get to know them. I want them to get to know me. And we're not engaging in anything until, you know, we find out what's going on in that initial call. Mm-hmm. So I am part of Mark Kohler's Main Street Tax Pros program. Almost all of the tax pros in that program, they do offer discovery calls. You can go to the Main Street Tax Pros website and find just pages and pages of what I feel to be. But again, like Kristen said, you don't just take someone's recommendation and run with it. But I've been a part of this group and I have lots of interaction with them all week long, all the time. There's many competent tax professionals in there. And you can go there and you can just say, I would like to do a discovery call with you. And that's not a foreign concept. And so that opens the door for you to interview who you think fits, is a good fit to work with you without ever having to commit. And I think, I feel like most people that are just regular business owners don't realize that that's actually even an option, you know, that I could have a discovery call to see if I like you. But it is.
Yeah.
Go to the Main Street Tax Pros page and you can ask any one of them on there and they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a consult. It's
yeah.
Necessary.
And then if you, well, it's a discovery call. The consults are paid because then they're going deep into your stuff and they're actually consulting you, but you can see if you like them. So that's like, you know, the good first step. And then you tell them, and if you don't like them, who cares? They'll be like, it's fine. Who is that person I talked to? They did OnlyFans. What was their name? Like, don't keep it a secret.
Right.
And it, maybe if it's a secret from your family, still, you tell some random person you're interviewing to help you with your taxes and accounting. They don't know your mom.
Right.
They don't know your grandma. The word's not going to get back. Right. It's okay.
Right.
So, yeah.
And if another thing too is if, and I've done this before, if you're working with somebody that is offensive or you know, doesn't value you and, you know, your business and what you do, you could fire him. I had to fire he was a TPA for my financial advisor. And this was a few years ago. And I don't know if I've told you this, Marit, but it takes a lot to like, I have very thick skin and it takes a lot to offend me. But I have, and I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, I have a 401k. My husband and I both have 401ks. My S corp, like it's through my S corp and everything, and it was a lot for me to, you know, get a handle on, but it wasn't that complex. And when I decided to do that, I needed a TPA because when you have a 401k, there is a return that gets filed with the federal government. So my TPA at one point, we're going back and forth, and he was explaining something to me and I wasn't wrapping my head around it completely. Now, this is different than your standard accounting and bookkeeping. So it was foreign to me, but as a professional, I felt that I wanted to have a good understanding. And as the professional that I'm paying to do this, I feel like he should explain it to me. So he's trying to explain it and really not, clearly didn't want to explain it, didn't want to give me the breakdown. It was like, this needs to be done and I just want to do it. I just need your okay. And I was like, I just want to know what it is and why, and then we can move on. And he says, you're just the fitness girl. And my jaw dropped and Chris saw my face from across the room and he could see me getting like, I'm turning red, which almost never happens. And I am like ready to cry. And I was just, that was like the insult of my life. You're just the fitness girl. And I was like, oh my God. So I had him.
Were you mad or were your feelings hurt?
I was,
or both?
Both. I was angry. Number one, I was angry. Number two, I couldn't believe that a business professional would treat somebody of a different profession like that. I felt like he was saying that I was not smart. And
yeah,
it was a shot. And Chris looked at me when I told him what happened.
That is pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah. So Chris looked at me afterwards and he's like, fire him. And I'm like, well, this return is like due. So I can't like just fire him. And we paid for it this whole year. So we finished out. This is early December and it's just got to get finished. So we had a month or so left with him. Soon as the return was filed, I fired him. It was done. And then since then, he had been let go from the company. But wow. I was gone first and I hired a totally different TPA to work with. So, so you can fire people if you don't feel comfortable with them, if you don't feel that they have the same values as you, you can absolutely fire somebody. I don't want to see, you know, people lose their jobs, but the attention to detail and being somebody that your clients can talk to and feel like you can trust them. I always say like know, love, and trust the people that you work with. You have to develop mm-hmm. that rapport with them. And I feel like for me and Marit have that rapport. I can throw something at her and which I've done, and she's not going to look at me funny and she's going to get me an answer or we're going to work through it or what have you. And I feel comfortable and confident that we have that relationship, that back and forth. So your whole team should work like that.
Yeah. And actually there's been a lot of people that, like, I would never ask anyone to like fire their accountant to come to me. First of all, that's weird. Second of all, I have more than enough on my plate. I don't need to be recruiting new clients, but I have had over the years, people complain to me about their CPA. Lots of people, they'll be like, they don't get back to me. They don't do this. They don't communicate with me, this and that, all these complaints, but then they I noticed this big mistake. They did this big mistake. It cost me this much money, but then they stay with them. And stay with them, particularly their tax person. They stay with mm-hmm. them year after year because they think it's too much of a hassle to switch. And, you know, it's really, there is some legwork when it comes to switching. Mm-hmm. And you're a perfect example yeah. of that because you switched to me. Yeah. We had to get certain forms. We had to get documents. You had to contact them and ask them for this yes. schedule and this paperwork and that. But it's doable and it's so worth it if you do it and you find someone who fits what you're looking for, because there are people who want a CPA who just gives them the numbers. They don't want to know, and that is a great fit for them. But if you have someone who isn't a great fit for you, rather than be miserable or spend a bunch of money or feel like you can't really tell them what you do, so you're overpaying in taxes or you're just not clear on how to run your business because you don't have that relationship mm-hmm. with them, you're right. Just fire them and find someone else. You can do it. It's not that much work.
There are millions of people out there, millions of professionals out there that are looking for new clients. And if you're unhappy with somebody, it's worth shopping around. It really is, especially somebody you can trust. There's like a peace of mind knowing like I trust my team, my CPA, my attorney. I mean, I've had both of them on calls together. My financial advisors, everybody, like it is just, everybody's like jiving together now. And it's such a good feeling where everything was so spread out and chaotic before. Now I feel like everything works together and it is, it's just it's harmony.
Yeah. Cause you weren't willing to settle. You wanted to get the most out of, if you're going to pay for these services, you want to make sure that you're getting the most for your money and you're not just like something's being left on the table because there's a breakdown in communication somewhere.
Yeah. And that's the takeaway, guys. She hit the nail on the head. Like, you're paying for these services. So you need to feel comfortable with the people that you work with and feel like you can trust them with these crazy expenses that you come up with, especially as an OnlyFans creator, that double-ended dildo from beginning of the episode. You're not going to be able to write that off if you say like, oh, I'm an influencer. Well, you better figure out what you're influencing, because you definitely can't post that on Instagram. So that is definitely not going to be a write-off. So if they know what you're doing, then they can help you with your expenses appropriately.
Yeah, no breakdowns in communication anymore. Let's normalize being loud and proud about what we do and having our team know everything so that they can help us.
Insert applause.
And also you get what you pay for. So yeah, so if you want to pay for someone who's super cheap for your tax and accounting, don't expect a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of work to do taxes and accounting and advisory and, you know, you get what you pay for. If you want to take it seriously, then you're going to find someone who's a professional depending on what you need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's it in a nutshell.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I hope you guys like this video. I hope you learned something, and I hope you're going to start trusting your professional team, or unfortunately for them, find somebody that you can trust. We will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark.